Get set for the second round of heats now. As Clubman out on the circuit, and it will be Jared Whitty on the pole. Out of position number two is Beck Connell. Then the first of the heavies, Braden Boots, Mick Linsell, George Thompson, Jared Prendergast, and Jamie Prendergast. So Jamie Prendergast from Griffith, he finished in third in heat number one. So watch for him to come through the field. He was third in heat number one, right on the back bumper of Beck Connell, and first of the heavies in that class battle. So Jared Whitty, Connell, and then the heavies, Boots, Braden Boots, pulled off of the circuit going up to the top flag point at the start of the race. They worked their way around the top of the circuit now in formation. So Braden Boots, a DNF in heat one. Mick Linsell finished in fourth place overall. He starts out of four. George Thompson had a spin early in the race, which cost him a bit of ground. So not happy with the start here. Not happy with the start. So race leader, or race pole sitter, Jared Whitty, just bringing him to the start line a bit too quickly. Beck Connell in the Clubman Lights battle. So they're bunching up now, getting ready for a start. Whitty, Connell, then it's Boots, Linsell, Thompson, Jared Prendergast and Jamie Prendergast. Two front two carts are Clubman Light, the rest Clubman Heavies, as they're in good formation now. Getting set for a start. Whitty just waving his arm about something as they come through the final corner. We're looking good for a start this time. Racing. Connell and Whitty very even across the line. And Connell, oh, two spinners back in the pack. Contact there, and I think George Thompson might be involved in it. No, George is through. So that could be the 69 of Jared Prendergast and also the 84 of Mick Linsell. So at the front of the field, round the outside, Jamie Prendergast is trying to make a move for second on Beck Connell. As they work their way through lap number one, Whitty leads the way. Connell, Jamie Prendergast, then it's Braden Boots, Thompson, then it's back to Linsell and Jared Prendergast, rounding out the running order. So Whitty leading the way as he comes through the pit turn now. And, oh, side by side, Jamie Prendergast. And Prendergast got into the dogleg sideways, kicked up a lot of water back onto the track, and that saw Braden Boots drive around the outside of him and retake third position. So Braden Boots up into third after a DNF in heat number one. The Boots cleaning 99 from Griffith ahead of the FA. Prendy's Autos, MIA Tyres, number 23. Of Jamie Prendergast, who is the Southern Star Series leader in the class, coming into this third round here at Canberra. Then it's George Thompson. Now Thompson in the 88 kart from Grenfell. It's the Monaco kart, but he's running the Yamaha 100J engine, which has been in the sport for getting close, if not over, 30 years now. And he's the only one still running that Yamaha engine. So Thompson just at a bit of a disadvantage in power compared to the rest of the class, who have changed over to the IAME engine. So it's been an interesting start to 2015 with the new engine rules coming into effect. And Jared Whitty leading the way. Whitty in the 90 card across the start finish line in the Racer's Warehouse. Number 90. The 29 is Beck Connell. Running in second. Braden Boots still holding off Jamie Prenegast. Prenegast back there in fourth place. Then it's Lincell. Behind Lincell is the 88 of Thompson. And then rounding out the running order is Jared Prenegast. So, race leader is still the 90 card of Whitty. Connell not getting challenged because the battle for the heavies is still quite heated. Boots ahead of Prenegast. As Boots locks it up going into turn number two through the S's. Prenegast a much smoother run. And Prenegast through the dip and up onto the back straight now. So Prenegast making a move on Boots. But not far enough up on him to really take that position away. Two laps remaining. Thompson now getting passed by the 69 of Jared Prenegast. So it's been an interesting heat number two for Clubman Action. The heavies battle between Boots and Jamie Prenegast continues on through the dip and up onto the back straight. Race leader is still Jared Whitty under the white flag. Coming up onto the back markers of Jared Prenegast and George Thompson. As they work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight, Beck Connell now. Braden Boots and Jamie Prenegast not close enough to battle for a position, you wouldn't think. The leader comfortably out in front, slides the card into the pit turn for the final time and takes the victory. His second win is Jared Whitty. Second will go to Beck Connell. Braden Boots comes back from a DNF to take third in heat number two. Fourth is Jamie Prenegast. Fifth place will go to Mick Lintzell. Then it's Jared Prenegast in sixth, and seventh place to George Thompson. The Cadet 12s are up next in the MIA Powder Coating and Blasting Southern Star Series. As we get set for the Cadet 12s, heat number two. They form up as follows. Off the pole will be Oliver McLansborough from Bathurst. Mac O'Neill in the 81. Now, he drove from 11th position to 2nd in that first heat. So watch for him to get a good jump off the start and see if he can pull away at the front of the field. Shannon Mortlock in the 36. Hunter Ross is in the 26. Josh Sargent, well, he finished in about 6th position. He starts out of 5th in this heat. Casey Cleaver, then it's Riley Watson, Lachlan Campbell, Adam Jr. Slatery, then it's Noah Sands, Ryan Kennedy, and Mia Bolton will start from position 12. So looking for a start next time by a good formation at the top of the circuit. Hopefully they can maintain that as they come to the acceleration line, which is the yellow line just out of the pit turn before the dogleg onto the main straight. So in good formation now. Get set for a start. Away and racing. Mac O'Neill gets the jump. Ross goes with him. Back there as well is Cleaver. Oh, round goes Mac. No, that wasn't Mac O'Neill. That looked like Hunter Ross that spun off the circuit. He's trying to get the cart back up and running. So Mac O'Neill is your race leader. It's Cleaver is in second position now. Josh Sargent is in third as they work their way up the back. Hunter Ross unable to get his cart fired back up. And he is out of it now, so it will be a DNF for Hunter Ross in heat number two. That's unfortunate for the youngster as Mac O'Neill leads the way across the line on heat number one. O'Neill leading. As a chain off the 36 cart of Shannon Mortlock. So Mortlock with a chain off the cart. And Mortlock will be another DNF. So that is the 36 on the infield. So Mac O'Neill in the 81. Casey Cleaver in the 9. Josh Sargent in the 74. Noah Sands in the 65. Sands finished in 4th position in Heat 1. Mia Bolton, who started out at 12th, is up into 5th position. In fact, Bolton up to 4th past Noah Sands. So Noah Sands off the circuit at the top of the track. He's pushing his cart away now. As yellow at the top of the circuit now. Mac O'Neill leading from Josh Sargent, who's gotten past Casey Cleaver. Bolton. Oh, Bolton makes a pass as it goes. Oh, it went back to green. So I thought the 23, got past Casey Cleaver, but the light was flashing green when I saw it there. So Mia Bolton up into third position. This has been a great drive as the 99, Slatery going up and getting past Cleaver as well. So Mac O'Neill is your leader. Josh Sargent, fastest card on the racetrack. Lap number 3, a 38.4 even, the fastest lap of the race. So Mac O'Neill, your race leader. Sargent in second. That gap, 0.6 of a second between first and second. Bolton is third. Then it's Slatery. Then it's Cleaver, Campbell, Watson, Kennedy, McLansborough, Sands, Mortlock and Ross all off the circuit. Race leader Mac O'Neill in the Cinerama Mini Rock top cart, Mini Rock engine, the top cart chassis from Dubbo. Josh Sargent in the Tegra Arrow. Then it's back to Mia Bolton. The Canberra car shed, Monaco from Grenfell, has now taken the fastest lap of the race, a 38.387. So Mac O'Neill on that fifth lap did his fastest lap of the race, a 38.6. But Mia Bolton in the 23 car, a 38.387, her fastest lap of the race. Slatery, Cleaver, Campbell, Watson, Kennedy, McLansborough, the final runner. As the 81 of Mac O'Neill continues to lead. The gap, 0.8 of a second. But he looks like he lost a lot of ground through the S's that time. As Sargent runs up the back straight. And he is within 2 to 3 cart lengths of your leader now. Bolton is still back in third. She's got quite a gap back to Slatery. Cleaver, Watson getting past Campbell. So Watson in the 8, past the 7 of Campbell, and the 9 is in his focus, but a little ways up the road considering there's only 3 laps left. So Mac O'Neill again slow out of the S's. Sargent with a good run through the dip and up onto the back straight once again. It's 2.5 laps remaining. Mac O'Neill, your leader. Sargent trying to close in. The gap still 0.6 of a second. Bolton improves the fastest lap of the race, 38.387. But Bolton is the fastest card on the circuit, but just not going to be able to make up enough ground before the end of the race. O'Neill through the right-hander. He's just getting the right-hander wrong, and that's allowing Sargent to catch again. So with two laps remaining, Sargent on a big charge now. O'Neill under pressure. He finds Sargent to the inside. Sargent won't be able to make the pass there. Has Sargent lost too much ground as they come off the top turn? It's O'Neill and Sargent, first and second. Bolton still in third. Then it's back to Slatery and Cleaver. Watson trying to close in to get another spot. But as the white flag is out now, it is still O'Neill and Sargent, first and second, as they come up over the rise again. Sargent still three cart lengths back through the dip now. Sargent closes up to a cart length as they head along the back straight. Can Sargent make the move again? We've got a spinner down in the pit turn. Sargent goes up the inside of O'Neill. O'Neill crosses back over and will retake the lead. Final corner's coming up, and O'Neill has the advantage into the pit turn for the final time. O'Neill will hold on and take the victory. O'Neill, a great run to take the win. Sargent comes home in second. Bolton from 12th to 3rd, a strong performance there. Slatery is back there in 4th. 5th position is Cleaver. Then it's back to 6th position in Watson. So Watson, then it goes back to Lachlan Campbell, Ryan Kennedy, and Oliver McLansborough. As we get set for restricted, light and heavy out on the circuit. It'll be Dion Pangolis on the pole, Eric Reeves in the 66. Then the heavies, Guy Little, John Macy in the 11. And then the P-platers, Jamie Field, Matthew Drain, and Royce Gay. So we should be ready for a start next time by. Dion Pangolis finished second in heat number 1 to Little. Guy Little in the 88, although in the heavies class, running the extra weight there, he was able to still drive his way to the front. So Pangolis and Reeves. Pangolis in the 53, Reeves in the 66. Looking good for a start. Wayne racing, and Reeves gets a good jump, and Pangolis comes back as they work their way down into turn number 1. Going through as well as Little in the 88, as Reeves is sung out to dry, heading towards the S's. He's dropped back another spot to, I think, the 11 of Macy. So they work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight for the first time. And Dion Pangolis leads the way as they head around the top of the circuit for the first time. Pangolis in the 53. Little is in the 88. Little is from Griffith. As Little with the X30 engine. Pangolis also running the X30 in the Pro Pamphlets arrow. Then it's back to Matthew Drain, who's in the Rotax. That's the MD Steel Fabrication cart. With Eric Reeves, another of the Rotax runners, the stable carding 66. Jamie Field in the 55P, is Rotax, with Macy and Gay. So as they work their way across the start-finish line, Pangolis leads on lap number 2. Little runs in second, fastest lap of the race, 36.851 for Matthew Drain, who runs in third. Pangolis is your leader, through the dip and up onto the back straight. Little trying to go up the inside of Pangolis, but Pangolis has got the pace for the moment. Around the top of the circuit, And it is Pangolis leading the way. Oh, he's just slow through the pit turn. So watch for Little now as they head down in turn number one. No, it's good driving from Pangolis. As big move up the inside into turn two. Matthew Drain makes the pass. And Little is shuffled back down to third place. So now it's Matthew Drain, the P-plater, the 59P, working his way up to second position after starting in sixth place in this second heat for the 125s, restricted lights and heavies. Pangolis across the line. Drain in second. Fastest lap of the race is improved by Drain, a 36.252, and that was with the pass for second. He gets into the back of Pangolis, and that means Little will have a run going up the back straight. Pangolis, Drain, Little, Reeves, Fields, Gay, and Macy dropping to the back of the field. Dion Pangolis leads the way here in heat number two of restricted light and heavy. Drain in second position, Little in third. Oh, a spin there. So that is Little who has spun. Now in the points, Little in this restricted heavy Southern Star Series class is the points leader over John Macy. So more contact further back with the 35 and the 35. Oh no, it's the 55, sorry, of Jamie Field and the 78 of Royce Gay. So as the leaders come through, Drain is now your new race leader. So Drain in the 59 has got past Pangolis. Reeves is up into third position as all the shenanigans was going on behind. Little's back to fourth. Macy is fifth. Gay and Field round out the running order. So the leader comes down the pit straight and into the pit turn with three laps left to run. Drain leading the way. Dion Pangolis is the race leader. Pangolis just lost 1.4 seconds to Drain after being passed for the lead. So Drain is really putting in some hot laps here. He comes across the start-finish line with eight laps now completed, and the gap is out to 1.6. So 36.4 for Drain, a 36.6 for Pangolis. Reeves is a 36.7. Fastest lap of the race now to the 88 of Guy Little, who's back in fourth position, a 36.206. So Guy Little, who had that spin a few laps ago, is really putting in some quick laps, trying to recover to get himself back into third position outright. He's second in class. So as he comes up onto the back of the 66, Eric Reeves, Reeves is not a battle for class positions, but he is a battle for the outright positions on the circuit. So as Matthew Drain leads the way, Drain heading down into the pit turn. The 78 of Royce Gay, and also Jamie Field in the 55P, potentially going a lap down to the leader. Well, no, checker flag's out, so Drain won't have a chance to catch them. Drain takes the victory. Second is Pangolis, his second place finish. Third is Reeves. Fourth will be Guy Little. Fifth will be Macy in the 11 cart. And then it should be Gay in sixth and Field in seventh place. So junior performance is up next here in the MIA Powder Coating and Blasting Services Southern Star Series for 2015. Crazy race for junior performance. The tyre barrier is going to be repaired, as we have had Westcombe Casey in the 88 run over Taylor Harness off the start. Taylor Harness then making a mistake going into the pit turn, going across the kitty litter, which is where she got bogged in heat one, and come through, slammed the tyre wall, and then come back out onto the track, almost nailing Westcombe Casey. We've had the 68 of Casey Fenton running in second, running up onto the ripple strip, bouncing his card across the front of Rowan Fripp, and just avoiding a big accident there. All the while, Cameron Longmore is leading the way and doing it quite comfortably. He's 5.5 seconds is the gap between Longmore and Rowan Fripp. Then it's back to Fenton, Harness and Westcombe Casey. And I think Westcombe Casey lucky to still be out there, because his side pod has gotten quite loose on the outside of that 88 cart. All the while, Cameron Longmore, fastest lap of the race, a 34.456. The only cart in the 34 second bracket. Fripp through in second, then it's Fenton in third, Harness in fourth, and Westcombe Casey in fifth position. So back there, Fenton, Harness and Westcombe Casey all quite close together now, as they work their way up the back straight. It's the IAME engine of Cameron Longmore going faster again, a 34.219. The Riv Turf cart from Wagga leading the way. Then it's Fripp in the Alfredo Graphics and Design cart. Harness up the inside of Fenton now, grabbing third position. So making something out of this race after a DNF in heat number one. And what can the 88 of Westcombe Casey do now, as Westcombe Casey is trying to get that fourth spot back? Longmore, Fripp, Harness, Westcombe Casey up the inside of Fenton and makes the pass going into the pit turn. So the leader will have two laps left to run next time by, as the Harness, Westcombe Casey and Fenton battle has been resolved. Your leader, still Cameron Longmore, heads across the start-finish line. His last lap, a 34.191. A 34.191, fastest lap of the race. Next fastest card on the circuit is actually Taylor Harness with a 34.7. She comes across the line now and improved that to a 34.5. Westcombe Casey, a 34.6. So they're starting to pick up their times now that they're finished battling and just concentrating on driving. Race leader, the 36 of Cameron Longmore, starts his final circuit. The gap between first and second is 11 seconds. Fripp is a further 6 seconds, that's Harness, is a further 6 seconds back. Thanks. So Cameron Longmore to the checkered flag, and victory here in the junior performance. Longmore gets his second win. Second is Fripp after a DNF in heat number one. Third is Harness. Then fourth will be Westcombe Casey and Fenton coming in fifth. Senior National is up next. As they form up now here in National heat number two, Stuart Wieglin will start on the pole. Mitchell Fredericks out of position number two in the 78 cut. Scott Rappin in the 22. Then it's Stephen Rolfe in the 17. Jeffrey Tresseter in the 73. Harrison Inwood in the 43, Glenn Williams in the 57, and Troy Dixon in the 66P. So, getting ready for a start. They're in good formation around the top of the circuit. It was Wiegland who won Heat 1 from Harrison Inwood. So as we get set for a start, away and racing. Wiegland gets the jump. Oh, further back in the pack, Ratman tries to dive up the inside. He'll grab third place. Couple of carts further back, Rolf and Tressler. Tressler having to avoid Ratman's move. That just bogged them down for a moment. Wiegland around the top of the circuit. And the intense karting PCR race engines, number 70, Mitchell Fredericks. Fredericks in heat one finished in fifth position after he made a mistake. Spun round and had to gather things back up again. Fredericks in the New South Wales Rugby League Arrow Kart with a KA100 engine on it. The Iami of Stuart Wiegland leading the way. Ratman back there in third position. Inwood in fourth. So that's the first of the heavies. Rolf, Tresider, Williams, and then Troy Dixon. The P-plater in the lights division, but as we have mentioned before, P-plater start from the rear of the field up until they have done three race meetings and one meeting as an official. The race leader is Stuart Wiegland. He's out to a 1.6 second advantage. His lap time, best on the track, a 39.198. Next best is a 39.64 by Scott Ratman in the 22 kart, who runs in third position. So Senior National Light, heat number two, and Wiegland is the man on the move. Fredericks doing well in second position, not challenged by Ratman or Inwood. So all fairly well spread out at the front of the field. It's Rolf, Williams, Tressider, who are all battling at the moment. And Troy Dixon almost ended up off the circuit there. Got a big push going into turn number one. Oh, now he's got a wheel up onto the dirt coming up over the rise. So Dixon having his hands full at the moment. Wiegland, a 39.056. Stuart Wiegland is your race leader. Well, into the 38s now. A 38.908 for Stuart Wiegland. Fredericks, a 38.944. Ratman getting quicker as well. He's a 39.2. As Inwood, also a 39.0. So race leader. Stuart Wiegland across the start-finish line once again. A 38.709, so he's going quicker. Fredericks now 1.1 seconds behind. Ratman, Inwood, Rolf, Williams, Tressider and Dixon remain the running order. So in the championship here for Senior National Light, Wiegland leads Fredericks, and that isn't changing here on the racetrack at all. Inwood, Rolf, Williams, Ratman. So Ratman having an opportunity here to show that he's going to be a force as they head to Wagga and Grenfell over the next couple of rounds. If he can grab some more good points this weekend. So Wagga, the next round of the Southern Stars series. And then it all concludes in Grenfell. as we look at the dates of the upcoming rounds. Wagga on the 29th and 30th of August, and then Grenfell on the 3rd and 4th of October. So as the leaders, with now three laps left to run, fastest card on the circuit is the 78 of Mitchell Fredericks. So Fredericks closing in on the leader, Wiegland. This is going to be an interesting battle. Wollongong from Griffith. It's Wiegland in the intense karting. We've got a spinner. That's the 66 of Troy Dixon, who had just gotten past Jeffrey Tressiter. He's lost that spot once again. Now the battle, Ratman's being caught by Inwood. So we've got two battles developing here late in the race. Just under two laps left to run for your leader, Stuart Wiegland, who's got Fredericks, who is really picking up the pace now. It's a 38.44, the fastest lap of the race for Mitchell Fredericks. 38.7 was the last lap for Wiegland. So Wiegland under some pressure, as back there in third, Ratman and Inwood are battling it out. Ratman holding off Inwood for the moment, but the white flag is out. Ratman, Inwood, great battle for the heavies, third and fourth outright. Wiegland and Fredericks up over the rise, two cart lengths the gap. Behind Fredericks goes the 22 of Ratman and Inwood in the 43. The leaders not going to change positions as they head down the pit straight for the final time. Race leader is Stuart Wiegland. He is the race winner. Wiegland first, second Fredericks. Then it's the 22 of Ratman from Inwood. Then it's back to Rolf in the 17 in fifth. Sixth place to Williams. Seventh to Tressiter, and Dixon finishes in eighth. Getting set for a start here in Junior National Light and Heavy. Off the pole, Darcy Inwood in the 25. Taylor Harness in the 48. Lachlan Maneath in the 28. Jason Cerevino in the 88. The 33 is Sean Chibuteri. The 8, Theodore Levine. 75 is Jackson Suslin Harlow. It's an even start. Inwood on the inside. Hannes has to decide to go for second. One cart out in the dirt, almost caught in the kitty litter. Then it's back to Maneath. So that's Charles McLansborough, I think, in the 7 cart that's caught in there. They work their way up the back straight. Now it's Harness looking to the inside of Inwood. And Harness will take the spot. Inwood crosses over and retakes it, coming off the top turns. The race leader heads across the start-finish line. It's Darcy Inwood in the 25, the Bathurst driver in the Esprit card. Harness in second from Grenfell, the Mad Harry Steele card, looking for a way through. Thomas Sargent in the 47 runs in third. Then it's back to Cerevino. Levine's is the next card through. Behind him is Chibuteri. Chibuteri past Maneath now. And then it's Uslin Harlow as the leader heads down into the pit turn once again. It's Darcy Inwood leading the way. Inwood with a half a cart length advantage going into turn number two. Then it's back to Harness. Sargent now right on Harness's back bumper. Oh, Sargent makes a mistake going into the dip, and that will be costly as Cerevino in fourth will see the Tegra 47 number plate getting larger rather than smaller in front of him. Harness makes the pass now for the lead. And Harness, in the Mad Harry steel cart, is your race leader. Inwood runs in second. Third place is still Sergeant with Serafino behind him. Then it's back to Levain's with Shibuteri. Then a big gap. Back to Manif. Suslin. And then Longmore first to the heavies. Labib, Leslie, Sinedro is the final cart on the circuit. So another cart having troubles with the dip. And that is Darcy Inwood in the 25. So now the battle is Harness and Sergeant. Sergeant to the inside makes the move going into turn number one. So Thomas Sergeant to the race lead in the 47 cart. Harness is in second. We've got another cart off. That's Inwood. No, that's the 28 of Manif. So Manif dropping back to 11th position now. We've got a six-cart train at the front of the field. A Sergeant leading from Harness. Serafino, Inwood, back then to Levain's, who's ahead of Shibuteri. No, he's not. Shibuteri's still ahead of Inwood. Shibuteri goes to the inside of Inwood and takes fourth position. So Inwood making a mistake through the dogleg, and that's cost him another spot. Sergeant and Harness up the back straight. Sergeant has some breathing room. Fastest lap of the race is Thomas Sargent's, the 37.366. He did that on lap number two of the race. Harness sets her fastest lap of the race, a 37.845 on the last lap. Going across the line now, she improves that time, as does Thomas Sargent. So Thomas Sargent, fastest lap of the race, 37.179. It's Harness, a 37.379. As Harness just looks like she's getting wider and wider and hitting that ripple strip going up the back straight. And that looks like it's definitely cost her some ground on that lap. Serafino third is Shibuteri, Inwood, Levain's is your front group. Oh, and off the circuit is Harness. So Harness, in junior performance, has done that twice. And now, in junior national light, Harness has made a mistake in the pit turn and thrown it off the track again. Now dropped back to sixth position. So Thomas Sargent out in front with a 1.5 second buffer. Second place is Jason Serafino, the 88, who in heat number one finished in second behind Thomas Sargent. So a repeat of heat one we're seeing in heat two with the first two positions. Sean Shibuteri was involved in a early race incident, but he's now up to third. Then it's Levain's, Harness, Inwood, and Jackson Suslin Harlow has got the 13 of Will Longmore right on his back bumper. So the white flag is out. Thomas Sargent leading the way in the Tegra Esprit. Blue flags are out. As the 33 of Shibuteri gets past the 88 now of Serafino. The 38 of, it must be the 38 of Blake Sinedro is the back marker who's causing a bit of problem there on that final lap. But Thomas Sargent will take the victory once again. Second place is Sean Shibuteri. Shibuteri after a DNF to second. Then it is Serafino in third. Fourth place is Levain's. Fifth place to Taylor Harness. Sixth to Darcy Inwood. Seventh place to
Jackson Suslin Harlow, eighth place. Then to Will Longmore, the first of the heavies. Ninth place is Manif. Tenth to Leslie. 11th to Snedro. And Labib. No, Labib came in ninth, sorry. Sinadro was 12th. So just working back then, I need 11th place was Leslie. 10th place was Manif. Open performance up next here in the third round of the Southern Star Series. As we get set for open performance, John McCabe in the 66 is on the pole. Daniel Orsini in the 19 will start out of 2. Matthew Nipperis in the 16. Benjamin Forbes in the 47. Danny Jarks in the 43. And Michael Peace in the 46. So they're in good formation, getting ready for a start. McCabe and Orsini. Away and racing, Orsini just left a little bit at the start. McCabe and both Nipperis getting through. Orsini back in third. Orsini had troubles trying to get past some of the DD2 competitors in heat number one. And just not as quick with the reactions perhaps on the gearbox as Nipperis, because both McCabe in the DD2 cart and Nipperis are starting to jump away from Orsini in the 19. There's the leader. Across the start finish line now, John McCabe leading the way. The Medina-powered CRG of Matthew Nipperis runs in second. And then it's the PCR of Daniel Orsini. Around the top of the circuit, the front three pull away from Benjamin Forbes, Daniel Jarks, and Michael Peace. So, open performance. Fastest card on the circuit is Daniel Orsini with a 33.2. Matthew Nipperis on his Heat 1 victory, I imagine, set the fastest lap. So we'll compare those two laps. It was a 33.276. 33.276 for Nipperis in Heat 1. And McCabe has just done a 33.163. So the track condition much better here in this second round of heats. Nipperis now looking to try and make the move as they head up over the rise. Forbes has had a problem on the track and he's dropped to the tail end of the field. McCabe doing a good job, but here comes Nipperis. No, McCabe will hold him off for the moment. You can see Nipperis grabbing the gear shift as he works his way up and down the gearbox. McCabe in the DD2 doesn't have those problems. As the leader heads around the top of the circuit, it is McCabe. Nipperis thought about trying to make a move into the pit turn. The track starting to dry on the racing line in a couple of spots where particularly getting into the pit turn and getting into the dip onto the back straight. But there's no real dry line off line. So they need to be careful where they decide to make their move, because they're going to get wet tyres from making the move in the wrong spot, which could see them off the circuit. So as the leader now comes across the start finish line, it's John McCabe, a 32.683. McCabe's fastest lap. Nipperis' fastest lap, a 32.696. Fastest man on the circuit is Daniel Orsini. He just set a 32.660. Danny Jarks, a 33.6. And Michael Peace, a 33.325. So Forbes off the circuit in the 47. So that is unfortunate for Forbes, who finished in third position in heat number one. McCabe holding Nipperis at bay. Orsini closing in on Nipperis now. And he goes faster again, a 32.617. So that's why he's closing in on Nipperis, who just seems to be content to sit on the back bumper of McCabe. These carts in open performance running either a DD2 configuration, which is a Rotax configuration, or a CIK, which is a KZ setup. The KZs, like the 16, the 19 and the 46, shifter carts, carbon fibre brake assemblies, and they are really a beautiful piece of kit. At the moment, McCabe is able to hold Nipperis at bay. As McCabe, your race leader in the 66 kart. 16 is Nipperis. Orsini is in the 19. Back then to Danny Jarks in the 43 and Peace in the 46. Peace had his hands full in heat number one and ended up having a spin right in front of the control tower when he must have grabbed the gear and got in the dirt at the same time. As, oh, the checkered flag waves and John McCabe takes the victory. Nipperis home in second, Orsini in third. Then it's back to Danny Jarks in fourth and Peace in fifth place. Cadet Nines out on the circuit next. Cadet Nines, heat number two out on the circuit. As Sebastian Ruiz, winner of heat number one, will start from the pole. Ryan Pring in the 33 starts out of position number two. Joseph Waddell in the 16. Riley Gray is in the 73. Boheem Mortlock in the 83P. Tom Drain in the 59P. And the 11 is Bradley Bryant in the 11P. So watch from the back of the field, watch the 59P of Tom Drain. He has been an amazing young driver in still less than three race meetings experience, but has been able to drive through the field at certainly the two races I've seen him at, the Bob Hine Memorial at Grenfell a couple of weekends ago and here today. So he'll be coming off the outside of the third row. Sebastian Ruiz in the 26, he had a very confident start. Ruiz with that Ruiz Construction, Tony Kart, Pring in the 33, that's the Mechanical Care Racing top kart, and Joseph Waddell in the 16. Now, it says on my notes that Pring still has the Coma engine, hasn't changed over to the Mini Rock yet. We'll see as he comes by. Oh, Sebastian Ruiz just getting... it was a bit of a touch there. So Sebastian Ruiz just saying to Ryan Pring, what the heck? So yeah, Pring certainly still has a Coma engine on, as does Mortlock, and I think Bryant as well in the 11. So those carts using the engines which have been run for the past probably 10 to 12 years with the Mini Rock coming on board this year, and it's a slightly faster engine than the Coma, so expect to see the Mini Rock drivers head towards the front of the field because they've got a little bit more power, a bit more torque in those engines than what the Coma engine has. As we get set for a start, Sebastian Ruiz. Oh, he's pulled away early here on Pring. So, Sebastian Ruiz. So, Sebastian Ruiz on the pole that time. He went too early with Pring, just staying. So Sebastian Ruiz, after getting a tap from Ryan Pring on the previous lap, next lap he just took off a bit too early. And so this time the officials aren't going to take any shenanigans. So 26, keeping side with the 33. Well, Pring hasn't gone again off the line and they're racing. So Sebastian Ruiz gets the jump. Waddell, and Pring's now back to fourth position. He's just got a couple of the carts behind him. So as Ruiz leads the way, Waddell, Pring backing up, Gray in the 73, Mortlock, Drain in the 59. So the Ruiz, Waddell, Gray, Drain already up to fourth position. Drain in fourth. He's coming up onto the back. He's made the pass now on Riley Gray. As they work their way around the top of the circuit. So Drain up to third place now as Ruiz is out to a 2 second lead. Ruiz from Waddell. Now Waddell made a bunch of mistakes in heat number one. Will he make any mistakes this time and continue on in second position? As Drain is now 43.335, his fastest lap. Waddell, a 42.333, and Sebastian Ruiz, a 40.671. So Sebastian Ruiz, well out in front, as he comes across the start-finish line now, with 7 laps left to run. In the 42nd bracket, Ruiz, Waddell coming down to a 41, Drain also into the 41s now. Then it's back to Gray, a 44. Pring, a 44 second lap as well, as Mortlock and Bryant both coming through in 6th and 7th position. Now, the 73 of Riley Gray coming out of the right-hander has gone across this track to the left-hander in the S's and run up the ripple strip quite hard. So I expect he's going to lose a fair bit of ground on this lap to Ryan Pring in the 33. It's still Ruiz by 5 seconds. Waddell, Drain, Gray, Pring, Mortlock and Bryant in the championship for the Southern Star Series in this Cadet Nines class. It is, after the first two rounds at Dubbo and in Griffith, Sebastian Ruiz, well, it was Adrian Hayek, who was leading 75 points over Sebastian Ruiz with 65 points. Joseph Waddell was on 51 points, Darcy Boulding on 31. Now, Tom Drain ran in Griffith and had 29 points after that one event with Reuben Ross, Bailey Harris, Reuben Ross, and Cameron Whale all just running in Dubbo. So Darcy Boulding and Tom Drain only ran in Griffith, and Boulding not here today, so that means that Drain should be able to get above him. Probably won't. They won't catch Hayek. Ruiz certainly will. Ruiz will. Waddell potentially could catch Hayek, who will remain on 75 points at the end of this weekend. So Cadet Nines action. Race leader is still Ruiz, who heads up onto the back straight now on the 26 cart. Joseph Waddell in the 16 in second position. Then it's Tom Drain in the 59. And then back to Riley Gray, Ryan Pring, Mortlock and Bryant. So with three laps remaining, your leader still Ruiz, a 40.258. The Ruiz Construction Tony Cart. Joseph Waddell, the 16, has got a best lap of 41.3. Tom Drain, 41.8, his best lap in the MD Steel Fabrications Cart. The Grenfell driver putting in a great run. Riley Gray, Ryan Pring, Mortlock and Bryant. So the blue flags, or blue lights I should say, out for Mortlock and Bryant as Ruiz comes up onto the back. The lead he has is 7.4 seconds and Ruiz makes easy work of Bryant. Mortlock, he has to wait a moment, but then we'll clear him coming off the top turns. So Ruiz continues to lead with the white flag out now. Sebastian Ruiz, oh, just getting a bit adventurous here. He was adventurous on the last lap in Heat 1, where he almost put himself out of the race. His gap is 7.8 seconds, so even through the traffic he was able to make some ground on Joseph Waddell. Tom Drain a further 8 seconds back, 16 seconds off the leader. So the checkered flag is at the ready for Sebastian Ruiz. Blue flags are out for Riley Gray and Ryan Pring. And I think Ruiz will take some pleasure putting Pring a lap down by the checkered flag after the shenanigans off the start. But Waddell comes home in second position as he heads through the checkered flag now. And there is Tom Drain with Riley Gray. Cadet Nines in the book. We come to the tag. 1-2-5. Light. And then the heavies to finish off the second round of heats. The officials are trying to get through all four rounds of heats today, so drivers, please be aware to get your cart to the grid as soon as you are called up, as we want to try and get through all four heats today. We know what the weather's going to be like for the rest of the day, and we've also got poor weather conditions predicted for tomorrow, so we want to make sure we get through all four heats this afternoon. Tag 125 light out on the circuit now as we get set for what should be an interesting battle in Heat 1. It was John Wells who took the victory over Jared Whitty in the 90 cart. In Heat 2, they line up as follows. Jacobs Fripp in the 75 on the pole. The 22 of Lachlan Chancellor out of position 2. Those two carts getting locked together, heading down into turn 1. And the start of the race, and both being out. Brian Woolner, another of the DNFs in the 14 cart from Heat 1, starts out of 3. So all 3 of the front-running carts, or starting carts, I should say, all DNF'd in Heat 1. James Taylor's in the 25. Jared Whitty's in the 90. Josh Hemphill in the 17. Stuart Wiegland in the 70. Clint Everingham in the 50. John Wells is in the 69. And Chris Cooper is starting out of position 10 in the 21. So Wells with some work to do to repeat his victory of Heat 1. Watch for him coming through the field. Jared Whitty out of the middle of the pack again will also be one to watch in the 90 car, which has got the stars and stripes all over it. They're very slow coming to the acceleration line. Fripp and Chancellor away and racing. It's Fripp and Chancellor side by side down into turn number 1. And oh, big slide job by Whitty. Just a big bang and crash onto the side of, I think it was Chancellor, and moved him out the way. Also getting involved in that was Brian Woolner. So, oh, Fripp through the wet turn. And then it's another cart spinning off through the dip. So the leader getting in trouble in the dip, and then further back in the field, I think that's a 17 of Josh Hemphill, who's had a spin. So across the start finish line, well, it can't be Hemphill that got into trouble, because it's Hemphill who's leading the way. Whitty is in second, then it's Fripp, Wiegland, Taylor, Chancellor, Wells, Woolner, Cooper. It was Clint Everingham who had that moment down through the dip. So Hemphill, Josh Hemphill, who finished in third in Heat 1, has got himself a bit of breathing room in the X30 powered Monaco kart from Canberra. Hemphill just in a bit of trouble there under brakes going into the pit turn that time. Whitty, then followed by the 75 of Fripp. Further back then to the 70 of Wiegland, who's got the 25 of Taylor. Then it's the 22 of Chancellor. Wells in the 69. He's not made through the traffic as well as he would have hoped. Further back then to Woolner, Cooper and Everingham rounds out the field. Work lap number 3 as they come across the start finish line. Hemphill continues to lead. 33.9 second lap for Hemphill, a 33.8 second for Whitty, a 33.8 for Fripp. Wiegland, fastest lap of the race, a 33.769. Then it's Taylor with a 33.7, Chancellor with a 34.8, Wells with a 34.8 as well. So Wells onto the back of Lachlan Chancellor, who was a bit battered off the start of this heat number 2. Yeah, I think it might have been the 17 that got into him. Oh, so Hemphill sideways as he grabs the ripple strip going into the dip, and he is lucky to catch that cart as he heads up the hill. The race leader having a huge moment there. Jared Whitty now closes up onto the back of the 90. So it's Hemphill. Up the inside of Hemphill now is Whitty, and Whitty will take the lead. So Whitty is your race leader. Hemphill in second. Then it's back to Fripp, as Fripp looks to go up the inside of Hemphill as well. So Hemphill is really starting to back up after that mistake. So Josh Hemphill from first to third in the matter of a lap. Wiegland's in fourth, Taylor's in fifth. Then it's John Wells past Chancellor now. Further back then to Cooper, who's got past Woolner, and Everingham still trying to recover from his spin. Oh, another cart through the dirt and the mud in the dip. And that quite possibly was Josh Hemphill again. No, it couldn't have been Hemphill, so he's still running in fourth. So it actually was the 25 of James Taylor. So the race leader is Whitty. Fripp in the 75. Hemphill runs in third with Wiegland back there in fourth. John Wells has got some clear track, but a lot of ground to try and make up on James Taylor in the 25, who runs in fifth position. Whitty again, oh, two, three bites of the pit turn. So Jacob Fripp now will have a chance to put some pressure on him. Fripp down into turn one and two, right on the back bumper. He tries to line up for a quick exit of the S's, but Whitty has got him covered there. And so Whitty through the dip, up onto the back straight. Fripp has got a good run, but he has to stay in the wheel tracks of the Races Warehouse Energy Cart. Number 90 from Griffith. Jared Whitty leading the way from the Alfredo's Graphics and Design, the Canberra Spree of Jacob Fripp, who runs in second. But he's going to have another look down the inside into turn one. They're side by side. They touch! And Whitty and Fripp are off the circuit. So Fripp is trying to get back on. It looks like his crash bar might be off. Whitty is looking a bit sore down there in his cart. And he is still in his cart. He hasn't jumped out as yet. Hopefully he's okay. And we have the checkered flag wave. And Josh Hemphill in the 17 is going to take the victory. Hemphill takes the win from Stuart Wiegland in the 70. Then it goes back to James Taylor in the 25. Wells will find himself up into fourth by the end of that run. Fifth place goes to Lachlan Chancellor. Sixth place to Chris Cooper. Seventh place to Brian Woolner. Eighth place to Clint Everingham. And unfortunately, Whitty and Fripp, both DNFs. Fripp's now had two DNFs in a row. And for Whitty, who was second in heat one, leading heat number two when they had the coming together on that last lap. Tag Heavy will complete the second round of heats as soon as we check on the condition of Jared Whitty. So we get set now for the 1-2-5 Tag Heavies as they line up. Paul McCabe will start on the pole. Tarn Ether is in position 2, Greg Williams in the 15 out of 3. Darren Miller is in the 3 cart out of position number 4. Then Robert Miller in the 77. Andrew Hemphill in the 32. Jareth Argus in the 22. Lance Horn in the 49. James Ordish in the 17. And Matthew Hinton in the 14. So Paul McCabe just getting chastised for jumping too far ahead of the field. As Tanitha in the 37 out of position number 2. He had a tough race in heat number 1, finished in 8th. Paul McCabe was up into 5th. Greg Williams in the 15 finished in 2nd. James Ordish in the 17, who will start from position number 9, was the winner of heat number 1. So as we get set for a start, it will be Even off the front, Tarnitha trying to go with Paul McCabe, but McCabe's got him covered on the inside. Greg Williams looking to go up the inside of the 37 for second position. He'll have to settle with third for the moment. Then we go back to the 77 of Robert Miller, who's past the three of Darren Miller. And then they work up the back straight for the first time. So Paul McCabe is your race leader. Looking to go up the inside is Ether, with Williams trying to grab some ground back that he lost going through the S's on the first time, dropping him back from the battle at the front two. They're across the line, and McCabe leading the way. Ether back there in second. Behind him is Williams. Then it's Miller. Miller, that's Darren, then Robert Miller. As far as Robert, then Darren Miller. Hinton, Hemphill, Argus, Horn, and James Ordish, winner of heat number one, is mired at the back of the field. So as the leaders look to complete lap number two. And opening up a handy buffer is Paul McCabe, a 34.618. For McCabe, Ether a 34.816, Williams a 35, and no one else in the 34s as yet. So Darren Miller looking to try and make a move on Robert Miller. Darren Miller was ninth in heat number one. Robert Miller, a DNF, pulled out mid-race in that number 77 cart. So the two Millers from Wagga having a good battle there. Right behind, well, Matthew Hinton from Wollongong has got past Darren Miller, now looking to try and make a move on Robert. And here comes Hinton. So Hinton in that fifth position, heads up the back straight, can't quite get back. As the leader works his way across the start-finish line. Race leader is Paul McCabe. Tane Ether in second. Williams is back there in third. But Hinton in the 14 card is the man to watch. So your race leader is Paul McCabe. McCabe without too much trouble. We're back. The Millers battling it out. Hemphill trying to make his way up through the field. Ordish is in ninth position and coming up onto the back of the 22 of Argus. So our front two, Paul McCabe and Tarnitha, 0.7 of a second between them. They're the fastest lap of the race is Paul McCabe's with a 34.560. Tarnitha, a 34.59 his last lap. That gap, still half a second. Greg Williams not making an impression on the front two. This back battle, Hemphill has gotten past Darren Miller. So Hemphill's got past Robert Miller. Argus, Ordish, they're all in there mixing it up at the moment. Lance Horns, Taylor and Charlie on the field. Up the inside, and a good move there by Ordish. We'll grab him a position as Robert Miller has really started to fall away. He's dropped down to ninth position. Race leader, still Paul McCabe. The gap half a second between the Theomograph Photography 82 and the Gunning Service Centre 37. That lead the front of the field. Greg Williams is in the 15. Then it's Hinton, Hemphill, Miller, Argus, Ordish, Miller and Horn. There's Darren Miller now. passed by James Ordish. So Ordish starting to work his way forward. He's in seventh position currently. Your race leader, Paul McCabe, after heat one's finished in fifth. So with the white flag at the ready, it is Paul McCabe leading Tarnitha by half a second. Fastest lap of the race is now Greg Williams, a 34.347. So Greg Williams finding some speed just at the same time that Tarnitha is sideways through the dip and up onto the back straight. So Tarnitha looking to try and make the move up the inside as Paul McCabe. McCabe working his way down into the final turn, and Paul McCabe will hang on. McCabe takes the victory from Ether and Williams. Hinton with a good drive from 10th to 4th. Then it's back to Hemphill in 5th. 6th place Ordish. He started to make his move late. Then it was Argus in 7th. 8th place was Darren Miller. 9th place was Robert Miller. And Lance Horn in the 10th spot. That completes the second round of heats here in the Southern Star Series, round number 3.